Ches Teves, Tuesday the 3rd of January, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan, Mr. Whitewash, the Halachos of Malabin on Shabbos, Part 2.
Good morning, my Rabbi Sai. What I want to do today is I want to be asked to finish off a few points with regarding the Malacha of Malabin, launching on Shabbos.
Laundering money.
I'm not going to speak about that type of laundry. Maybe we'll leave that to another shit. But laundering on Shabbos, a few points which we didn't manage to cover in the previous year, and Be'ezus Hashem, I hope to be able to do a quick chazorah with you. And even in Kailo, we actually had a mivchan, a test on Melechus Rabin, and I'm going to shoot a few questions at the audience and see how you fare. Okay. So I think rather than doing Chazorah first, we'll go on to the next section, then do Chazorah over everything which we've learnt. And, right. So what we're going to be dealing with firstly is the halachas of dusting a garment and removing stains from a garment. Dehainu. If one gets icing sugar on a garment, one wants to brush it off, or one's hat falls on the earth, on sand, and it's very dusty, may one dust off the garment. And a separate shayla, and we'll see how the two halachas reconcile, what happens if a person's got a splash of mud, or some cholent, which is dried up on his suit, is he allowed to scrape it off? Is he allowed to rub it? What is he allowed to and what is he not allowed to do? Okay, so let us commence with ni'ur beged. Ni'ur beged, which is shaking one's garment, one's garments on Shabbos. That's to do with what we mentioned, to do with brushing, the dust off one's garments. So the Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin says the following. This is the words of the Gemara. Haminayr Omar Rav Huna. Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Haminayr talisoy b'shabes chayev chatos. If a person shakes his garment, he is chayev chatos. That means it's an issur d'oraisa to shake one's garments. However, there are three conditions. It's got to be new. It's got to be a new garment. The place can say it doesn't have to be brand, you just need to purchase it. If as long as it still has its newness, it still recognizes a new garment, it's not been worn enough that to take away from its novelty, from its newness, that's called chadati, that's called new. Chadati, as we know, the sof and the shin are interchanging. Chadati is chadash, new. Aval ba'atikit leislamba. If it's an old garment, if it's not a new garment, leislamba. It's completely mutar. Not only is it not chayev minatar, it's mutar. Even mijabonan, it's mutar. Ve'lai amon ela be'uchmi. Uchmi, anybody?
Black.
Aval be'chivri be'sumki. Ba'chivri, white, and sumki. Red. My chazis, as we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, my chazis, the dam of the dach, sumak tvei. How do you know that your blood is red? Right? Sum, that means white and red is okay, lace number. And third tonight, anybody? For who the kapitalai? As long as you're makbid, in order for there to be a prohibition, yeah? It's only if you're makbid, that means you wouldn't walk out with such a garment. You would not, if you had the choice, either you go out with this garment or you don't wear this garment at all, this person will not go out with this garment, it's too embarrassing, it's too, it shares me too much, then that's when it's chayv. But if a person would go out with it, then it is muta. So it's interesting, halacha, we have the extremities. We have either chayv chatos, that means dainu osum in atayra, or mutar. It's not, there's no middle stage of there's an issur drabonon. It's either chayev chatos or mutar. Now, and it's very important to know, what's called makbid? What does it mean, I am makbid on the garments? So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and I thought it was a tremendous chiddush, until I saw it in Tzmavor, in Tosfos Reh, and in Tzfas Emes, on the Gemara here. Makbid means, even though on Shabbos, I wouldn't walk out with this patch of dust, or whatever it is, we'll discuss what we're talking about. Even if I'm makbid on Shabbos, but if I'm not makbid on weekday, that is called, Rabbi Yisrael, not makbid. That is called not makbid. Even though today, or for instance, I'm giving a public shiur in Start the Day Teraway, right? And I am definitely makbid now. I can't stand up in front of the podium, in front of the audience, with a big big patch of dust on my jacket. But normally, this equivalent patch of dust, I would not be makbid. That is called not makbid. Very interesting. Because the etzem, intrinsically, the beggar can be worn without dusting it. That's a very important chiddush to be. So for instance, some people are much more makbid on the Shabbos hat than on the weekday hat. So Shlomo Zalman says that it's okay. As long as you would sometimes go out without dusting it, that is called not makbid. Right, so we have the three conditions. Rabbi Yisrael, let's go over the three conditions. New, black, and makbid. Right? If you're missing any of those three conditions, muta. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, what the Gemara, all the Gemara says is hamenayr talisoy, b'shamas. One shakes one garment. Doesn't say, shaking it from what? Shaking it from what? What are you shaking it? Right, Rashi says, hamenayr talisoy min ha'afar, from dust. Rashi holds that to be transgressed the melacha of melabin, of laundering, one need not have liquid in the garment. We normally know kibbutz, melabin, is associated with a liquid, with either cleaning liquid or water, at least water. Rashi holds, no, you can be chayv even by shaking the garment from the offer, from the dust. Right, that's Shittas Rashi. However, the Tosfos and the Rosh and many Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say we never find it can be chayv mishum elabim without any liquid, and therefore how did they learn minay talisai? It's talking about min hatal, from the Jew, right? The Jew is removing the Jew, and that is how. So therefore, the tal is liquid. Now it's not on the surface. To remove something on the surface of the garment, that's not melabim. Melabim is dirt which has penetrated inside, or liquid which has penetrated inside, and to shake the garment from that towel, and all the more so from the rain, that is chayv. However, to shake one's garments from the dust, Tosfos and the Rosh hold that is permissible. How do we paskin, Rabbi Yisrael? So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Beis Sif Aleph, Rashi Ibn Shulchanov says, "Hamenayat talis chadasha shchayra." If a person shaking including an activity of shaking is dusting it off, right, with force. "Hamenayat talis chadasha shchayra minatal." If a person shakes his garment, new garment shchayra, black min hatal shaleah chayav shaniu yofela kmoi kibus. Because Neil shaking the garment is good for the garment, in other words, enhances the garment just like a process of laundry, of laundering it. That's only if you're makbid not to wear it without Neil. And says the Ramah, here's an interesting Ramah, all the more so if you've got a soaking wet garment, you've been stuck in a downpour, or your beggar has fallen into a bucket or into a puddle of water. Kol shekein, to take the garment and to give it a good shake from the rain, all the more so that's also madach tal, which is only a drops of dew is chayav, all the more so with rain. However, here there's an interesting Ramah, and he says v'davka bebeged chadash shemakpid alav. Here the Ramah says when there's a substantial amount, like rainwater as opposed to dew, then you don't need the condition of black. You only need two conditions, makbid alav and new. So, but you don't need the other condition of black. Why? Because it's a much more substantial activity. Right, so far what we've seen is that an issel to brush one's garment or to shake one's garment from the dust. So So far, no, right? Mechaber says clearly, minatzar shaleah. You can see that the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, takes sides with Tosfos and the Rosh that we're talking about Tav. However, continues the Rama, yesh oimim de osu lenayr beged min ha'avak shel ha'olav im makbid. A person, there is an issue to remove the avak, the dust from one's beged, if a person's makbid and it's got and it's new and it's black. Who is this yesh oimim Rabbi Yisrael?
Rashi.
Yeah? Minah talisa, so Rashi minah ofa. Says the Rama, v'toiv lochush litvorov. V'toiv means it is correct, it is befitting to be choishesh for shitas Rashi. Yeah? To be concerned. So that means, what's the ikar halacha? What is the me'ikar adin, according to the Rama, the halacha is like the mechaber. That it's not a problem with dust. However, it is correct. You're talking about Doraisa here, so it is correct to be Choshesh Rashi. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. However, the Mishnah Berurah takes issue with the Ramah. He says it's much more than a toy. It's a chayev. It's a suffix. It's a suffix min haTorah. It's like every suffix in the Torah. Suffix Doraisa l'chumra. If in doubt, leave it out. Right? Therefore, a person is not just a toy. I mean, the Ramah won't be so upset with you if you brush off the garment from the dust. Yeah? But the Mishnah Berurah brings something to the Yarabah, it's much more than toy. It's chayv, it's mamish. For us, it's mamish, it's fake and didina, and therefore you have to be mamish. Okay, Rabbi say. Right? So, shaking the garment from dust, or brushing the dust off, is osur if one is makbid, new, and black, right? Navy blue is also the dark colors, maroon, and very dark colors as opposed to red are all come under the category of black, right? So navy blue is also, and purple is also counted as black. So Rabbi, so what happens if a person goes to Kiddush and he's the first one there on the Shmugger's board, and lo and behold, he's got the telltale signs that he's been approaching too close. He's got icing sugar all over his jacket. What can he do? Can he brush it off?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to qualify?
Yeah. It is black, but it's not new.
Right. You presume that, yeah, right. Yeah,
no, that's
right.
So, the first time.
Or it's... Shabbos suit lasts much longer than a weekday one. From the mere fact that one doesn't wear it so regularly. So it can retain its newness for quite a substantial amount of time. So if a person is, if it's a new garment, and it's black, right, and it's makbi, that means it's so substantial that he wouldn't go out with that. Then that's mamash also. That's with mamash talking about chashash d'oraisa.
Another garment to change it to.
Yeah, but what's he's stuck. He's stuck in short. So what's he going to do? What can we advise him, Rabbi Isai? Right. So some say this is called the badge of Shabbos. Yeah. But this guy, yeah, this is the badge of Shabbos. This is a declaration, public declaration. Till now, you know, without being forced. Till now, Yidden were forced to wear the yellow stuff, this is the bad. Dos meint, I am a Shomer Shabbos. Yeah? But sometimes, as you can well imagine, it's very, very embarrassing. Yeah? Yeah, this is a badge of I'm a Shomer Shabbos, but it might be a badge that I'm the first one in the Kiddush, and I've been pressing my head off. So, what are we, can we advise anything to this person? Abbai Sai? Yeah, well, then he's unclothed. What can we advise? Rabbi Sai, whenever there's a machloik is, yeah? You can machlek is whether something is also a mutter. You can ask a goy, because since amira la'akum, asking a goy to do a melacha is only a jabana, because I'm not doing the melacha itself. I'm asking a goy to do a melacha. The only isur for a goy to do a melacha when it's min haTorah is when it's my eved, when it's my property, or a child. Not allowed to ask a child to do a melacha d'oraisa, melacha jabana, and also lechatzchila not. However, I can ask, Amir al-Akum is mutter by Jabban. Now, although here, according to some opinions, it is Doraisa, however, it's no more than a suffix, as we mentioned. It's a suffix, it's a 50-50, right? So therefore, and this is a general klal, Rabbi Isa, for Amir al-Akum, you can rely, if there's a machlekes, whether something is also a mutar, even if, according to the ones who asa, it's minatayr, by mirror, only one can be made. For instance, we all know the Chazon Ish holds the electricity, even if there's no lighting involved, even if there's no mavir involved, the hainu fire, there's no red hot element, the Chazon Ish holds all electricity is boine and soise, daraisa. Yeah, is a melacha of boine. However, there are many who disagree with the Chazon Ish. The Beis Yitzchak Shmelkes and others, Reb Shlomo Zalman took issue with the Chazon Ish. So the general anhaga is that if there's no light, if there's no, that means there's no red hot filament. It's not going to help you by a regular light. But you can take on, let's say, your fridge. Somebody ran and he pulled out the wire from the fridge. Or from the freezer, or the air conditioning has gone off, and it's extremely uncomfortable. One can ask a guy to turn it on. Generally, that's not on. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah here brings. You can ask a guy to. Right, you haven't got a guy. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, you haven't got a guy. Thank you. So what happens if you haven't got a guy?
Before you move on, you can ask him specifically, no hints.
Correct. No hints. No hints, because you can rely that it's mutar.
And you can do it with water. So, everything.
Well, if he chooses to, why should he want to do that?
If he wants to,
but you're not asking him to do that. But generally, you wouldn't want to put water if you're trying to dust something off. It ruins it. So you can ask a guy, Rabbi Isai, what happens, we've been asked if there's no guy. Can we give this person any eitzah? Huh? So I mentioned before, to tell a child to do an Issu D'Oraisa is an Issu Min HaTorah. Yeah? We learn it from, if you remember, Rashi in Emor. Emor Bramata, Lahazib Dolim Alaktanim. To put a child next to the switch. Yeah? If the child goes by himself and switches off something, does a melacha, carries any melacha, you don't have to stop him unless he's the age of Chinuch. But to put a child and to make him do the melacha, B'yadayim, yeah? Is like giving him a nevela. That is an issu min haTorah to make the child do an issu. So that's not, even if he's a 1 year old, it's far from the age of chinuch. That's not an option to get the child to shave. So what else can we
blow it?
You can blow it. You can blow it. That would be a shinui, but that's, I don't think it's going to have the effect which you want. It's not going to be able to do a very good job. So we thought of kalachar yad, kalachar yad, which although it's very close, kalachar is very chomel because it's the melacha d'oraisa, just I'm doing it a shinui. I'm doing it in an unusual way, so it's a very chomel dikah drabonon. However, as we said, since here we've got machlekes here, whether this is actually also. So as soon as I'm doing it b'shinui, I've reduced it to a shaila of a drabonon, right? Everybody agrees now on Rabbi Chaim. So therefore, in a shaila drabonon, wouldn't be nitzaisef for that. In addition, so we're talking about kovod abrius. The guy can be. Sometimes it can be a very embarrassing situation where the guy's got a big patch of dirt on his garments. So therefore, if a person does shinui, Rabbi said, now what is a shinui? Laniyas daiti, in my humble opinion, this is not a shinui. This is certainly not a shinui. So you have to think of a good shinui to do it with. I don't know how. So, what do you think, Rabbi Sani? I don't think back of hand. It's got to be a substantial shinui.
Go like this.
Yeah. Right. So, rub yourself against the towel, or with your foot. I would take off my shoe.
With a broom.
With a broom. I like to. With a brush, a broom is a bit. It's close to a brush. I agree with you. I agree. Brush. I would do it. I would take off my shoe and do it with my foot. Yeah, that's a substantial shinui. Yeah, because it's much easier. The weirder it is, the safer you are. Right? That's basically, especially with such a thing that look, there is no particular way that you brush your clothes. So that's what I thought. I thought that's also a good option if you brush yourself against the towel which is hanging on the wall, or brush it with your foot. Then that would be okay if one needs to. Right. Okay. That's the halacha of Neil. I hope that was clear. Now, just it's imperative to understand in kibbles. We mentioned last week that in kibbles, when you're seicha to beged, when you squeeze a guy, not last week, the previous year, when you squeeze out a beggar from the water, we didn't mention all these conditions, new, makbid, black. It's also in all cases, to squeeze out water. So why suddenly here are we bound by these conditions, that it's only also if you've got these three conditions? The answer is, it's not such a choshev activity. It's not. We know that in Melacha Shabbos, there's the activity, which is called the pu'ula, the action, and there's the result, right? When the activity is minimal, then that is made up by the toitzah, by the result of the action. So here the activity is a very minimal activity. It's not really an act of squeezing. Yeah? Especially according to Rashi, all you're doing is brushing off the dust from the garment. So where the activity is minimal, it must be compensated by the result. And therefore, that's why suddenly you have these three conditions. Because only with those three conditions, new, black, and makbid, Chazal see it as an achievement. And I've really achieved something. If I don't have those three conditions, although I've achieved what I want to do, that's not enough of an achievement to call it fixing. However, to do an act of kibbutz itself, laundering, or even squeezing water with my hands, that is a choshev activity, that is a choshev pu'ula, the action is important, therefore the result doesn't need to be as choshev. Okay, Rabbi Isai, what about removing a stain, mud stain, so not dust, removing a stain, a patch of mud from one's clothes.
Probably the difference between dry or wet.
Right. So in Mechaber Shin Beis Siv Zayin, we can't see inside, it says that one is allowed to remove a patch of mud from one's garment as long as one doesn't rub it in the normal way, like this on the outside. That's how you normally rub a garment. You take two ends of a garment and you rub it like this. That you mustn't do because that's associated with libum. That's a typical activity which you do when you launder garments. Therefore, though strictly speaking, Rashi says it's not melabin, right? Nevertheless, to take the outside, to take two parts of the outside garment and rub them together to remove off the patch of mud, that is awesome. However, what one can do is go on the inside and brush it together, because that's not a normal way of brushing from the inside, or to scrape it off with one's finger. The Mechaber then proceeds to bring an opinion. However, v'yashoyim hani mili belach, that's only if it's a wet patch of mud. But if it's dry, then one may not remove it because of the melacha of
grinding.
Toichen, right? One is grinding as one scrapes off the patch of mud, one is grinding the patch of mud, and one is transgressing the Issur Toichen. Now Rabbi Isai, is it an Issur min HaTorah, this Toichen?
No.
Is it Issur min HaTorah? I'm not sure if it's Kalach HaYad. This is the way to grind it.
It's not Kalach HaShavas. You don't want it.
You don't want it. You're not interested in it. You want to get it off. You're not interested in the ground powder. it's being thrown away. So it's not Melacha Doraisa. In fact, the first opinion holds it even mutar, because it's so far from Melacha Doraisa, it doesn't have any Hashivus when I don't want it. However, we're machmir, like the second opinion, like the Yeshayim, and therefore if it's a dry patch of mud, you have a problem of toifin on your hands. And therefore that should be avoided. However, this, if you've got a splash of cholent, or food, which is dried, then that would be okay. Why? Why have you not got the same problem? Because ein tochen achat toichen. There's no tochen after this. So therefore, sorry. A type of food which was ground and let's say mashed potatoes, some mashed potatoes or. So when there's no problem of teichen, one can scrape it off. Now here we have a machlekes between the Taz and the Bi'alacha. Yeah. Now even if it's a patch of mud, again, what can a person do? Since even according to the second opinion, according to everybody, this teichen is not doraisa. So what can I do if I've got a patch of mud which is dried?
Yeah,
I can ask a goy. Yeah, yeah, I can ask a goy. Sorry, what's it saying? No, you can't.
Flick it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if that's going to do the job. But if you can do it without grinding it, yeah. So you can ask a goy, and also again, b'shas atzerich l'chayra, you could do it b'shinui as well, because again, it's covered abrius, and you can, one can be made. Sorry. To do it from the inside, is that a shinoi? You're saying that's a shinoi. To dust it from the inside. Sometimes you see people doing like that, no? Don't you? On their jackets? I don't know. I just say the weirder the action, the safer you are. If you consider it a shinoi, then I agree. You can do that. So now, Rabbi Isai, often I just want to finish. Sometimes you can have a small patch on your jacket, which is not substantial. You feel it, it's not substantial. It doesn't have any mamoshes to it. The Taz says, there's no problem, even though, of course, there's something physical there. But however, when there's nothing substantial there, that means it's smooth to the touch, then there's no problem of teichen, and therefore the Taz says you can remove such a patch completely. Even with you can scrape it off. The Be'er Halacha takes issue with this. He says, if you're now completely removing the patch, then that is permissible. Then he's not happy with you doing that. But if you leave a mark, if you leave some ration behind, then that is permissible.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is
no. Dan just says like feathers. The Ramah here continues. You're allowed to remove like the feathers which come out from the pillow, and they're all over the garment. That's not a problem, malavin, because as we said, malavin is only something which has gone into the garment, which has penetrated into the material of the garment. Something on the outside is not subject. Therefore, even if you come home from soaking from the rain, and your soak is or your jacket is soaked, you can lightly brush it off, because there's no malabin. Yeah, so you can, as long as you're careful to do it very lightly. But you're going to have something remaining on your icing sugar. You're going to have something remaining on your jacket, I can assure you. Right, so that's the halachas of the stain. So Rabbi, so let's just do a quick 2-minute recap. There are three stages of milavin. We mentioned shriyosa zeh kibusoi, soaking a garment is also scrubbing a garment, and being soichet a garment, squeezing a garment out of its water is a melocha of milavin. And here, regardless whether it's new, black, matpid, you're always chayav on these three, right? According to most opinions, there is no issue of shriya with a clean garment. According to, we hold that, even according to the opinion that you're not allowed to do shriya in a clean garment, nevertheless, to wipe one's hands or to wipe up the spillage from the floor, from the table, is permissible because of shriya derech lichloch. Remember, it's not cleaning the garments, it's dirtying the garments. You're not interested at all in the garment itself. You're trying to clean up a spillage or to remove the water from one's hands. And then there's an issue of not coming to a situation where there's a chashash you might come to this chita. Then we've had Neil Bebeged. We have Neil Bebeged according to Neil, which is only chayav black, new, and makpid olav. Makpid means I would never go out with it. According to Toisus and the Rosh, we're talking about Neil Minatal, or from the rain, either from the dew or from the rain. According to Rashi, we hope it's, and others, it's Minha Ovok. How do we paskin? We paskin the sfeika de dinner, therefore you yourself must not do it because it's a chashash doraisa. However, you can ask goy, or if it's really a time of necessity, you can even do it yourself, b'shinui. Then we had another issue of removing stains. Now the reason why removing a mark or patch of mud is more cool because it normally leaves a mark behind. That's why you normally use some type of liquid to remove a stain. You use something, your saliva or some type of liquid to remove a stain. However, when you brush off, dust. The worst thing is to add some water. That is why removing mark, a muddy patch, is got more lenient halachas than being menayer bigdoy mina avok. And therefore, if it's a substantial mud and it's wet, one is allowed to scrape it off. One can take a knife, the back of a knife, and scrape off the bit of cholent or mud. If it's dry, then either you can do it from the inside, like you suggested, or if you can somehow, if it's cholent, then there's no problem with toichen anyway. But if it's mud, so then you can. If you can get the knife between the garment and the patch of mud, then without crumbling it, sometimes that might be a possibility. Then that's okay. Even if you happen to be toichin, that's inadvertent. That's not a shame. It's coming. That'll be okay. But normally that's not okay because the way to scrub it off is with scraping it off in a way which is toichin. However. One can ask a guy to shake one's garment, or one can do it, if not possible, again, one can do it with a shinui. If there is no substantial mark on the garment, there's nothing actually protruding, although one can see something there, then we have a machlekes, taz and bi'alocha, behind the Mishnah, whether one is allowed to remove this garment. The taz is matzi, but the bi'alocha says one should refrain from doing so. Thank you, Rabbi Yosef, for listening.